right, this is the hot wife of one of the Jonas Brothers.
I can't cook. I told him that when he proposed. I was like, listen, you're from a good Southern home. You're used to your mom making you amazing food, which she does. You're not marrying that girl. I cannot cook. I can make eggs.
So I'm
her name's Priyanka Chopra, by the way. You got to learn how to say her name.
I can't. It's too hard.
Just try Priyanka.
Priyanka. Priyanka.
She's married to Nick Jonas.
I forgot that we even talked to her years
ago.
We did.
Well, like a year ago. It was when Baywatch came out that we talked to her.
So I'm just curious to women today, how, you know, no matter how old you are, do you cook? Because it's funny because my daughter and Tara are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
They both are excellent, excellent cooks.
I'm a fast food generation. In fact, it's a big flaw that we all need to work on in our family because we work crazy hours, and sometimes, you know, I get up at 3 and I'm not home until 5 o'clock or so, and then kids have activities and we just don't have a lot of time, and so we are really, really bad about eating out way, way too much. And my family won't eat anything that I cook, even if I was an amazing cook. They're picky eaters. They don't like anything. So it's been very difficult. On the text line, we've got, my boyfriend can cook but doesn't know all the secret shortcuts for staggering cooking, so half of the food is cold and the other is piping hot. Ooh, I have that problem too. Like if you're cooking something big for Thanksgiving or whatever,
yeah,
you know, you cook things and they're done at different times, and how do you keep those things warm while you cook the other thing?
Well, I notice in my building and with people who cook, and a lot of them do this. I don't know if it's cheating or not, but you know some of those services where they deliver the food?
Yeah.
You cook it, but they're like in a box. Like when I go to the office, it's like, what are those? You cook your own meals.
I don't know. That's not really cooking. That's called reheating. You're not cooking your own meal. You're reheating it.
They just give you all the ingredients and then you cook it.
Oh.
So 816-576-7093, #93, do you cook? Now, in walked Miss Music, Emily Katz. You're Jen's age. Are you a good cook?
She's not hooked up at all, Rocket.
I'm just curious because it's like.
No.
I think, Tricia, you could be an excellent cook if you had somebody to cook for.
Oh, it's not that I can't. Yeah, I'm telling you, nobody will eat what I cook because my family's just super, super picky. On the text line, my girlfriend and I love to cook. We cook probably 90% of our meals each week at home. It helps us stay healthy, save money, spend time with each other. That's from Zach and KCMO. We have a lot of people, I hate cooking. I'm not very good at it.
Is it because they didn't learn or because Jen's mom, I'll say this, really spent a lot of time with Jen and learned to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did that. I think she follows the recipes of the website you were saying earlier. Was it Pinterest?
Pinterest. I love getting things on Pinterest, but mm-hmm. It's always easy things. Like I can make, you know, I made chicken and noodles in the crock pot. It's got to be just very simple casserole type things. However, I told you my family doesn't like casseroles because my husband doesn't like his food to touch. So
yeah.
I find so many things I want to make, but no one's going to eat them but me. Let's go to the phones, talk to Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, my boyfriend is the most amazing cook and he is all about the presentation as well. So not only does it taste fantastic, but then it looks like amazing too.
It's really weird, though, because my daughter's the same way. If you walk into her place, her kitchen looks like... You know how you watch those cooking shows, those competitions?
Like Rachel Ray. Oh, yeah, like a Master Chef or something like that.
Yeah, she has all that stuff in her place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so what when you do cook, what do you cook?
I'm the breakfast cook, and he is definitely the dinner cook.
I for breakfast, I cook Dunkin' Donuts, and... Yeah, it's
see,
different.
Everybody's got their thing. It
works
out.
That's true.
It worked out well.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Erica.
All right. Good morning, Erica. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, what do you like to cook?
So I was raised in a family where I think from like the age of 11, I was like forced mm-hmm. to help out in the kitchen. And my stepdad was, excuse me, like really old-fashioned, where like the women belong in the kitchen and bare feet and pregnant and I hated it. I resented it. But now I am a foster adoptive parent, and so I have several kids in my home. I do respite on the weekend for my friends, and kids that come to my home are just like, oh, my God, this food is so good. My kids love to eat. I love to cook. I absolutely love to cook. I love to bake. And so now I'm kind of like, okay, thanks, Mom, for... I mean, forcing me to do that.
Well, Teresa and I have had this conversation on the air before where it's kind of like, why even have a dining room fancy table? Nobody sits down and eats dinner anymore.
Yeah, we never use it. Even when I cook meals, we tend to make a plate and then we sit on the sofa and we watch TV.
But
we do sometimes because my kids, I'm a dork and I love Wheel of Fortune. And so now my kids have autism. Mm-hmm. And so now they love it because Mom loves it. But so sometimes we do that. If it's 6:30 and it's dinner time, they're like, well, wheels on, Mom, wheels on. But other nights, you know, we do sit down because I want my kids to know that. I want my kids to value family time, and I want them to pray because they love. I want them raised in, you know, with the love of Jesus and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. But we do have, I mean, our dining room is kind of part of the kitchen, and so we have that too. But yeah, I kind of, we do that too. We go eat in the living room.
It's okay. I'm not judging. I love
it. Thank you.
I'm on the text line. I cook every night. May not be good, but it's edible. Crockpot and air fryer have been lifesavers.
That's a new thing now, this air fryer.
Mm-hmm. I almost burned our house down trying to make fried potatoes. I don't cook ever. My husband cooks for us. Well, that would be nice. Love to cook. I also taught my son from an early age. He's 15 now and cooks all the time. He loves everything.
Sunday, I was having dinner at Trezzo. And there was a show on TV where the kids are like 8 and 11 years old, mm-hmm. and they're making these fancy meals. It was amazing.
Mm. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I tell you, my mom, she is not a cook at all. And she always told me, honey, if you can't cook, you better marry a man who can. And so my husband is a good cook, but he owns his own business and works full time. And about a year and a half ago, I found out I had food allergies,
uh-oh.
A lot of food allergies. And so going out to restaurants and things like that is like next to impossible for me. So I'm pretty much forced into cooking. So I kind of had to learn to be a good cook now. So we meal prep on the weekends and I make breakfast in the mornings. And my husband is still amazing though at cooking because he makes our sausage. I can't have sodium nitrate. So he gets a pork shoulder or pork butt or whatever they're called and puts it in the meat grinder, puts all the seasonings on it. We patty it up, stick it in the freezer, and then I just have to throw it on the stove in the morning.
There you go. Thank you for sharing.
Before we get to our last call, this text I think sums up how I feel. It says on the text line, I can cook, but I don't like to. You spend 2 hours and make a huge mess creating a meal that takes less than 10 minutes to consume. Then you still have the mess to clean up and put away after you've eaten it. That's how I feel because I'm not very organized.
Yeah.
And so it's like I probably already have mail and stuff on my counters anyways. And then I got to bring out more mess. And then it's like I think if I was just more organized and had fancy stuff, I would be into it. But I'm just not into it.
See, that's the thing. Like me being single, it's just me. I there's no reason to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I go out. No, Emily, you're plugged in. Do you cook?
Sometimes. Very minimal. I'm kind of the same way where I'm like really lazy about it, or I wait until I'm like starving and I don't have the patience to wait for something to cook.
That's why I go out because
yes.
I wait.
Yes.
You know, I'll eat something in the morning, but then I get to work before 5. And so sometimes I'm not eating lunch until maybe 2 or 3. And at that point, it's like, well, I got to go through a drive thru. I can't
yep.
stand it.
And I think this is why I like to go out and eat a lot. Growing up, we never really went out. We had a meal every, like, it was like a menu,
mm-hmm.
like a meatloaf on a Sunday, pot roast, that stuff, growing up, every single day.
Yep.
All right, one more call.
Let's go to Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi, everybody. When I first got married, I did a lot of cooking. I cooked for the whole week. I cooked baked ziti, meatloaf, chicken. But as soon as I got doing my other chores and stuff, like cleaning the house and everything, that kind of like went to the side, and my husband started cooking for me just to keep me healthy, and I appreciate it.
That's awesome. Tell Dennis hi for it, sweetie.
I will.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
You need to wake up!
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.